Chapter 1. There was so much blood. Police Officer Lieutenant Kyle Young entered the crime scene slowly, taking in everything as he went. Young was a well-built man in his early 40s. His cropped black hair was remnant of his days in the army, and so was his dedication to the job. The small house was neat, making the spattering of blood all the more obscene. The windows in the living room were without curtains or shades, but that wasn't uncommon in this development. The nearest neighbors weren't close enough to look in from their homes, and the one-story house was set far enough from the road that a driver would have to stop to be able to catch a glimpse in the window. The striped wallpaper appeared to be modern and newly applied. The furniture was inviting, but the matching throw pillows and blankets were scattered across the floor, their floral patterns obscured by a deep red bloodstain. As Young made his way to the kitchen on his right, he followed two sets of bloody footprints, one barefoot and small, the other considerably larger with no tread. The phone was off the hook, and books were scattered around the room. Drawers were pulled out, blood splattered the refrigerator, stove, and walls. The small table was off kilter in the middle of the floor. Young continued following the blood trail, leading to the hallway where finger smears in red where someone had grabbed the doorframe. In the hall off the kitchen lay the trim figure of a woman. She was face down in an unnatural position. Her blonde hair was now crimson. The walls were covered with blood spray dried to a dark brown. A red pool that looked like a prop from a movie set had formed beneath her head.
"Has she been processed?"
Young asked the technicians on the scene. A tech rose from his position near the body.
"We're done with her. We've bagged her hands in case, but her fingernails were pretty short. I don't know if we'll be able to get anything. Looks like she put up a fight, though," he said.
He gathered his kit and followed his crew out of the room. Another officer approached Young as he stood looking at the body. The clothes were slightly askew, but still covered her. The metallic smell of blood was thick in the air.
"What do we know about her?" Young asked.
The officer consulted his notebook.
"Miss Jane Albright, age 26, teacher at Warrensburg High School, recently divorced. She bought this house about 6 months ago. We've just started canvassing the neighbors. So far, it sounds like she kept to herself, although people have been seen coming and going on the weekends. Nothing extraordinary," he said. Gesturing to the stacks of wallpaper and carpet samples stacked against the wall, he added, "Look around at this house. She was probably trying to fix it up." Young took a long look around the room, taking it all in. "When was the last time anyone saw her?"
"The guy in the next house over saw her take the trash out when he was on his way home last night. She waved at him, but they didn't exchange any words. It was about 8.
"Who found her?"
Young's gaze settled on the framed pictures propped against the wall. Unfinished business that would never be finished now. The officer flipped to the next page in his notebook.
"The secretary from the school called her a few times this morning when she didn't show up for work. She never answered her phone, so the principal drove by on his way home. Apparently he lives in the next neighborhood over. He saw the lights on and stopped, looked through the front windows, saw the mess, and called the police."
Young looked around thoughtfully.
"Guess it's too much to ask if you found the murder weapon lying around?"
"Nothing yet.
She was stabbed with something, but that only accounts for some of her wounds. She was badly beaten before she died." "Maybe they'll find trace on her," Young said.
He shook his head in disgust.
"Not even safe in her own house," he muttered.